Kirk, thanks very much for being with us. And listen, I got to say congratulations as you're part of the organization, because never underestimate the Detroit Red Wings, and you've got to be very pleased with having a 3-1 series lead against a team that a lot of people, Kurt, had as the Stanley Cup favorites.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me, and yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the way our season went, just in general, and partially because of what we had lost personnel-wise, to say the least, that we're more than thrilled of where we are as an organization right now, is to say the least.
Well, and thrilled is right. Now, up 3-1 in the series, Kirk, let's talk about some of the factors with this team. We've been talking about it a bit this morning here on the station, and one of the things we've brought up several times is Jimmy Howard and his play and his development as a goaltender. And at times this year and throughout his career with the Red Wings, Jimmy Howard is, you know, like any goaltender on a veteran-laden team like the Detroit Red Wings have been in the past, is going to take criticism. But, boy, how good has he been for you in this postseason?
Well, he's probably one, if not the main reason why we are where we are right now against Chicago. He's played great. You know, aside from game one, which he kept under a field goal, that's for sure, under a touchdown, because, we definitely were a tired group of guys going through a 7-game series with Anaheim. But, Jimmy's a professional. He works extremely well with our goalie coach, Jim Bedard, and they work hard. They work on things. They correct things. And they just keep it within his skill set. And, he's just seeing the puck right now. And I was talking to Chris Osgood last night, who is good friends with Jimmy and talks with him a lot. And Jimmy's just in a zone right now. And the puck must seem like a beach ball for him, which is great for us, because, with a team like Chicago and the firepower that they have, you got to have great goaltending, and that's what we're getting.
Kurt Malpe, a pro scout of the Detroit Red Wings, is with us this morning here. For Jeff Blair, I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Blue Jay talk coming up in our 10 o'clock hour as they get ready to take on the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Kirk, and I don't want to make comparisons, because all leaders are different and they're great players. And Nicklas Lidström, this is the first postseason in two decades since the Detroit Red Wings haven't had his leadership. And people have said, you can't replace him. And that's not a cliche, because that's true. You can never fully replace a player like Nicklas Lidström. But the same thing could have been said about Steve Yzerman when he retired. You can't replace him either, but you find a way in Detroit not only to just carry on, but to carry on very well. Maybe talk a little bit about how this organization has filled that void. You can't replace Nick Lidström, but you got to fill the void somehow. How did they do it?
Yeah, I could say great scouting, but...
go ahead.
I've only been out of 3 years, so I can't take credit for the current guys there. But it is good scouting. I mean, obviously, from the guys that we've been able to scout... and bring over guys like Zetterberg and Datsyuk and guys like Franz and that, you see what they've produced and how they've produced during their career so far. And these guys weren't even first, second, third round picks. I mean, these guys were mid to late round picks. And, that's our pro scout over in Europe, Håkan Andersson, who's done a wonderful job over there in bringing these guys over. But, they fortunately for those guys and us as an organization, they got to come over and play and get kind of taught and shown how to be a professional day in and day out from the guys like Steve Yzerman and Nicklas Lidström. And these guys, found out, living it and playing with these guys, what it takes to play at an elite level, taking care of yourself, doing the right things on and off the ice. And you can't teach that kind of stuff, when those kind of guys aren't around you or they're already gone. I mean, Nick Lidström worked just as hard off the ice in the gym as he did on the ice, and same as Stevie, and just from character wise, they're good characters. So, we've just been very fortunate from that standpoint. And Pavel Datsyuk and Zetterberg and Nick Cronwell and Jimmy Howard and Nett, these are the veteran guys that we have now that are going to be passing that on to the Gust, Nyquist and the Joakim Andersons and the Brendan Smiths and things like that for the future. And it's kind of a cycle is what we try to have here. And, it works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't work. But in the grand scheme of things, we've had success at it, and hopefully we can continue to do it.
Well, the only time it doesn't work is when you don't win a Stanley Cup. You can't win the Stanley Cup every year, but the consistency of winning and tradition is 100%, Kirk. I think that's what people admire so much about the Red Wings organization. Come on, is there a book somewhere somebody could borrow and do some photocopy? Like, what is the Red Wings way? I get everything you say, but give me some specifics here. Like, what is it about being a Red Wing?
Yeah, I wish I could give you a great answer for that. Obviously it starts from ownership, salary cap, with the Ehlichers, great family, great owners that have from day one given Kenny Holland or anyone that's in management and in charge of making decisions for player personnel, kind of carte blanche on doing the right things or what they would perceive to be the right things. And so that's where it kind of starts. And then obviously, Ken Holland, the body of work that he's done speaks for itself. He manages to get guys, pre-cap, he managed to get guys to come here cheaper, guys that could have got money somewhere else but chose to come here and play for a team where you had a chance to win. Post-lockout, with the salary cap coming into play, I remember vaguely just how people had us eighth spot, maybe seventh, possibly missing the playoffs. And, and then, 3 years after the lockout, we're winning the Stanley Cup in 08. And, it's kind of just the philosophy of the entire organization of not just trying to find good players, but I can honestly say that we have brought in very good character guys that accept different roles where either they're traditionally not used to or have never been asked to do. And it sounds simple, but you've kind of just try and put guys in positions to succeed. And, for the most part, year in and year out, it's worked. I mean, like you said, we know we're realists. We're not going to win the Stanley Cup every year. We know we're realists. We're not going to make the playoffs every year. I know we have a good streak going now, but it is going to end sooner or later, hopefully a lot later. But, right now we're just, are bringing in good people. Our Grand Rapids team, just knocked out the Marlies, and so as an organization where we saw it losing Nick Lidstrom and Brad Stewart and the guys previous Thomas Holmstrom, as an organization, I think we're a lot better off than we actually initially thought going into this year.
Well, there's no question you are in great position in the series against Chicago. Final question, Kirk. When you look at this organization again and what it's accomplished and the playoffs. This year is different, though, than most years, even though your playoff streak obviously continues, because you're really, in the minds of most people, a decided underdog, just because of the seeding, just because of what you just said and talked about, and the fact you're playing Chicago that won the President's Trophy. You talk about the shoe being on the other foot, though. I would believe maybe this is something that Coach Babcock could use this time, saying for the first time in maybe 22 years, people aren't expecting you to win.
And as an organization, we've never gone in with the mindset, regardless of how things are going, meaning this year or years past, we never go in the mindset of losing is going to be okay, or we've lost Nick Lidstrom, we might miss the playoffs, that's okay. It's never okay, and that's the mindset we take. Like I said a few minutes ago, we know it's going to happen sooner or later, but it's about winning. It's about getting in the playoffs. And LA proved last year it doesn't matter, your spot. I mean, anyone can win once you get in. We've just done we've been on the other side of it. We've got upset by a Calgary and an Edmonton and an Anaheim all when we were first seeds, and they went on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And so now, we're getting a taste of it on the other end of it. And I was at the game last night, and that was like a Stanley Cup final game last night. I mean, the crowd was right into it. It was a great hockey game. Fortunately for us, we came out on the winning end of it. But the guys are just going, and they're working hard. And, now we're understanding when there's no pressure, because there really is no pressure on us in this series. There is within the organization to keep pushing and keep playing well. But from the outside world, the media world, we just get to go out and play. And I think that's part of the reason why we are having success, because the guys are just going out there and playing. We're getting great, contributions from everyone, and obviously great goaltending, and hopefully the guys can keep it rolling.
Even as underdogs, the Detroit Red Wings are still a factor. There's no doubt about that. Kirk Maltby, pro scout of the Detroit Red Wings, joining us. Well, thanks for nothing. You didn't give Leafs anything here to build on, but great to talk to you, Kirk. And again, congratulations. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.